Blog Talk Radio.
People, you know, all over the world. Much love to all people, righteous people all over the world. Yes, thank you for joining Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. We're going to be having a very interesting show. You know, it's always about hip-hop, you know, because hip-hop is forever. It has always been forever, you know, so we're not going to, you know, stop the flow, you know, don't mess with that groove. To me, you know, and trust me, I listen to all of the artists that has been put in our face, you know, and they get all the exposure. But again, you know, this saying that you can certainly tell the tree by the fruit they bear, you know. And boy, I am so proud and honored, you know, again, because, you know, I have my son, my baby, you know, my son here, Funk Sean, the hip hop, Mr. Hip Hop to me. Funk Sean and his crew are the hip hop birds to me, because I've seen them come up with it, you know, from youth, you know, at least 11 on up, you know, they've been doing this thing, self-taught, you know, and their drive and their inspiration. And Funk Sean has certainly been ahead of his time, you know. Everyone is talking now a lot about, you know, Kanye West and Kyrie Irving, you know, for speaking out about what's going on in the industry. Well, let me tell you now, you know, this is why, you know, people like Funk Sean and his crew, you know, didn't get a contract, you know, because they couldn't, you know, change, you know, and conform for the masters, you know, and they were speaking truth to power, so they had to shut them down. But Funk Sean is here with us now in another caricature, and he has another a caricature platform called What Does Funk Sean Know, you know, and I tell everybody that this has been my master teacher. I mean, of course, my master teacher is and has always been, you know, the Most High Yah, you know. But here on earth, you know, I there was some things that was locked and I couldn't get it, so I gave birth to my son. He went out and he, you know, discovered all of this stuff and he brought it back to me, and I'm sitting now at and looking at him with my hands on my chin, and he's, you know, teaching me, you know. But he is here. So we're going to have some, a little bit of what does function know. We're going to pluck his mind, and it's going to be very surprising to you all, because a lot of things are happening in the world. And one thing I've always noticed, even as a child, and they call this propaganda. I didn't know that then. But they're pushing up all of this excitement about Kanye and wow. Kyrie Irving and the Jews and all that, and we knew all this. We've been talking about all that, but because there's more things happening outside of that, you know, and this is where Function is at, and you know he's going to share some things with us, and certainly with me, because a lot's been going on. You know, that, you know, I be like, whoa. Okay, so Function, are you with me, baby?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes.
Okay.
How are you? Okay, so what does Function know? Did you hear me talking about you all the
time? I know. I know a lot of things and a lot of nothing.
There you go. And I can say that we all do. And that's one of the things that I can say that I do admire about you, you know, is that you are not braggadocious or egotistical, you know, but logical and critical and emotional thinker at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like that.
True.
You know. Yeah, you know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know, you know, but you know what you know, and you're going to share some things with us. And
most of
I do know.
I mean,
yes, yeah, a lot of things are going
I'm open.
On, and yeah, you're going to share. You're going to share. This is all about you, baby. What do Function know? You know, outside of what the media has been blasting out, you know, because, man, there's so many people want to block it out. They don't even want to shut it down. It's, you know, they don't hear about it. They don't want to know anything about it. So let's get into it. Now,
well, wow. Where you want to start? You know how I am, so you want to take.
I'm gonna ask you some questions. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Okay, let's. You know, right now the hot topic is the Jews. Okay, around that, because you know there are so many people who hate religion so much they even refuse to even study that historical book called the Bible, you know, and then reach out and do references and see how things are measuring up, you know, in the world. So the hot topic,
true.
Well, should we talk about the Jews? Okay. Okay.
I mean,
it's not just, it's, okay.
It's, I wouldn't say, because it's such a touchy subject. So I think it's more of a mis. It's a kind of a misconstruction. Let's just say that in every group, there can tend to be rotten apples.
Right.
And we're the description that everybody I believe is trying to get to is not the whole group, but this group of rotten apples that are hiding within the group. The whole group
right.
is not the enemy. It's the rotten apples that are within the group, if you get what I'm saying. So I don't want to go
well,
too
I
deep
mean,
on
I
that. I'm not trying to get the deep platform. And, you know, I ain't trying to throw no crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just, you know, Yeah, there's the element, but it's not all of them. Go for it.
I was listening to what you call the Ashkenazi Jew rabbi, Ashkenazim, however you pronounce that, Jews rabbi, saying that, they go back all, they trace their ancestry back to all these years, they were Greece and Greek and, Greek and they kept the culture, their culture, and they've had all these babies, and because there's so much more of them, and they've been keeping the Torah and, all this here stuff. And they're Israel. They say they're Israel.
Remember the Israel of the land is a conglomerate, three ancient other civilizations of people and their beliefs and gods and cultures. Between Isis, you have those of Amon Ra, and those
who?
Of El.
Those together. Are cool now? Wait a minute, say that again, those of Amon Ra.
Isis, Ishtar, Amon Ra, and then those of El. Everyone El. They all got together and they formed the nation of Israel.
I got you.
Yeah. But
see, I got.
So they're not. It's not the same genetically as the people indigenous to that land. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like the United States becoming the United States of Corporation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, that is the elephant in the room that they never touch. They don't want to talk about that. Now, I know that they say they don't touch the New Testament. That's just garbage. They don't do it that. They just deal strictly with the Torah, which has no mention of Jews or they say colorism or anything else like that, but it goes back to, heritage and DNA and legacy and all that, which they are not included. But you said it goes back to Isis and what, who now? Isis.
No, I'm just talking about.
I want to get that Israel again. Amon Ra.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm specifically talking just about that nation.
Right, but that
they were
built,
formed
that came
from,
up with your name.
The belief systems of Isis, and the belief system of those of Amon Ra, a lot of people don't, you have those that, like, people say Amen today, and then you had, there's a wars that those war of Aten.
Right.
So there was those who had Aten, so you're talking about Amen and then Ra, and then you have those who of the orders of El.
Okay.
So
that's
formed together because you ain't Israel. Israel, the land of Israel, is a conglomerate group of those forms, districts,
right. It makes sense.
Systems, whatever came together. As far as, they're not, that's not the same as the people from Judah and the tribe of the Judite. You get what I'm saying? There's no such thing as the JEW, but I'm not gonna go into all that. I'll touch on some subjects, but I ain't trying to cause no crazy ass. We can go deep though, but you can't pluck my mind. I'm trying not to seem like I'm finger pointing. Like you say,
how can you do that? Excuse me, but how can you finger point when we're speaking of a truth? What is that doing with finger pointing? And this
that
is what
that is also true.
But that is also true. Yeah, especially when we're
I'm not describing it the right way. It's just the way I go about it. That's all. I'm not saying I'm not going to talk. I'm saying it's the way I go about it. That's all. Keep going. Intrigue me. We can still go in.
Intrigue me. Talk about a couple of things. Intrigue me. Okay, so we don't leave the Jews alone. Okay, now I didn't say you have to
because they're a part of it.
Right now,
I didn't say you have to.
Listen,
okay,
right now we're gonna put that along because you know because I want to get into some truth and you thinking getting into the truth is gonna step on some people's toes and you don't want to point people out. Well, that's great for them, but that's no good for us, you know, because you know there's some things that you know and I'm aware of, you know. They're saying that they've been multiplying, and they have.
Of course,
been,
they have.
You know, allowing.
They've been mating with all the greatest women. They buy them out around the world. They buy these women out. You know what I'm saying? And they procreate and they have children all around. You know what I'm saying? And you know, this is definitely a well known. I'm not saying I'm not gonna talk. I'm just saying the way we go about it.
Now we're talking. But I'm just saying from what I know now, you know, because you don't want to talk about it, is that I mean to let my people know. Because I do know that regardless of what they're saying, they're trying to make this is a man-made thing. This is a spiritual warfare, and Yah has spoken, you know, and so they say Yah has spoken, and he had made a promise to a particular set of people. And they're going to say now because a particular set of people has been snatched out because they knew exactly who they're going for, snatched them out, brainwashed them. They knew exactly what they were doing, mixed them all up because they couldn't kill enough of them, so they put them to work, enough of us, so they put them to work, you know. And stole our teachings because they brainwashed us, and they too busy in their hut reading and learning and deciphering and writing and rearranging everything around. You know,
but let me ask you this. What do you feel about the term African American?
I've never liked that term, but I understood why it was. You know, they're saying
but
it's not. But what they're saying, because hey, in a nutshell, and I understood that quickly, even as a young age, yeah, we knew that you wiped our mind, you stole us, and we're from African, and we got an Afro, which is, you know, which is our crown. So you call, and then we were here because we were bred here in America, so we call us Afro-American or African-American, you know, either the same way. I understood it, you know, because they didn't know. You know, they gave up. Well, we don't know where they come from. We don't know who they belong to. So we're going to just put them all in the group. Yeah, I understood that as a child.
Okay.
So what do you think
now from adding that analogy from what I'm understanding and gathering and from a lot of things that I've been told is that you can equate that to these type of people called the Jews.
Okay,
It's a description of people. It's a description of a group, of a collect. Because I'm African American, that doesn't tell you what land I really came from. A little bit more about my background.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's the same. It's a description. It's a confirm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
this is a spiritual warfare, and they're trying to make it into a man-made warfare. You know, they think they can fool Yah, you know, because and I've seen what they said, that the Messiah is coming back. Some pale, white-looking Jew supposed to be the Messiah who they're waiting for coming back. You know what I'm saying? So they gathered all these people together, saying their main purpose right now, because, you know, there's an evil in the world, you know, and we all got to come together and just stop all this evil and don't worry about, you know, who is who and, you know, anybody who want to come, just come, you know, but, you know, and we're going to test them and put them, the white, you know, the Ashkenazi Jews, you know, going to put them through their registration to see if they qualify. You know, even the Africans, the tribes that were lost and they've been practicing, you know, this spirituality and this natural way of living all their lives, all they know, when they come to Israel, they have to go through the test and get approved by them that, you know, yeah, they are part of the original set. And then they're talking about they have to learn the new Torah and be converted.
Oh, you know, so that's the patrol programming. That's their indoctrination.
Yes. So that's happening on Earth. And I also heard that they got a new space rocket ready and prepared to go up. You know, and let's talk about the Nubera.
They built another tower.
Mm-hmm.
Built to the kingdom of God.
Kingdom of who?
Quote unquote, the kingdom of God to the heavens.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah,
everybody still thinking the tower was a building.
So what was it? Let us know.
It was a tower. A tower can be many things. And in order to get to the heavens and get to God, I would say you need to build a tower so you can launch a rocket. That's my perception. And if I was to bring up many different sides of a square, could be a building.
Well, this is okay.
Could be a launch pad.
Well,
could be a laser.
It could be a launch pad. It could be. You know, I mean, absolutely. That's a way of looking at it. You know, we're so busy thinking that we're just getting this technology, but it's been here all the time.
Yeah, we can go into that. There's a lot of descriptions and references to that in the scriptures for that. The tower building and, you know, everybody working together and rejoicing, come together and, you know, the harmony of the wardrobes for the passengers or the ones who's going to go through the travel. You know, descriptions of the different objects in the clouds and,
right.
You know,
that's exactly what I want to talk about. The objects in the cloud, because, you know, we got so many people distracted with what's going on the earth, you know. They don't realize that the heavens and the earth are combined, you know, just like your mind and your body, you know.
I'm gonna say, you know, a quote used to always stick in my head. One thing that hit my helped me research, and really, I used to always think about this because I remember when I was younger, I used to wash the dishes all the time. But you had a passage that would be hanging on the wall in front of the sink, and I remember part of the passage was saying something about thou should not worship any engraven image. You know, something like that. That is on the earth. That is in the earth. That is under the earth. That is in the heavens above. You get what I'm saying? So it went to all these descriptions. So every day, as I watch this and I keep reading this thing in front of my face, it really hit me. Like, for that to be there, there has to be something there. If quote unquote, if God is saying this, there has to be something there, a reason, you get what I'm saying, that he doesn't want you to have these things or explore these places. So then there must be these realms. They have to be these areas that are where there are differences, you know, in existence, but part of the same existence, you know.
Right.
So you got your subterranean realms, people that are in the subterranean. You know, I think paleontologists and paleontologists, they explore caves and caverns. So you have those people that stay within the subterranean environment of the world, you know.
Right.
So you have, just like you have, you know, you got ants, and they dig tunnels underground, but then you have your surface insects, so on. I'm just describing life, you know what I'm saying? And you have the animals above them, so that just describes the realm. So you have the same thing as far as sentient populations, should I say, on this realm, from what I understand. So you have subterranean, you have people, you know, just say you have those within the heavens or higher altitudes, you know what I'm saying, and us on the surface, the oceans. So they're very, very, they have different departments within governments to monitor all these different sections. So, you know.
Right.
There's definitely way more to it on those levels.
Right.
You know.
Right, right.
But the,
right,
the reason why I brought up the tower thing is because, you know, I remember growing up, and I'm just going to just describe programming and of things. You know, I like to do graphic design, so I'm a graphic artist. I love art. I love graphics. I love all the ways I can probably manipulate something to make it look like something else very well. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been doing it, you know, and I'm trying to get better at it. But one of the things I've noticed about that, and a certain era of time in the so-called, they tell us the past, is that throughout books and written literature, when they have illustrations, so now I understand the responsibility of the illustrator now a lot more than I would have before.
Heavy.
They come up with a scenario, right? And they need the illustrator to come up with some type of image to go along with this scenario came up with. So the reader reads it and looks at the illustration, it's a type of programming, it's a type of mind control. A person looks at it, and in their mind, they think they read something and understood it because of the picture.
Right. And that's
the
why
picture
they
is a tower.
They
speed us.
And that's why
they show you the same image all the time. All books you look up, they show you the same old broken-ass tower image. So in your mind, think that that is what a tower back then is. We still think that people were still only using stones in primitive, because every time we think of people of the past, they have an illustrator show pictures of people moving rocks and stones. So in our head, we think automatically that people in the past only had rocks and stones. But yet, every time when they describe the past, they say, yet they were more technologically more advanced than we are today. So how is that if they were only using rocks and stones? And so they're lying to us through the imagery and the illustrations, and I'm describing that as the tower that they always show all the daggone time. We know that our ancestors and those that came from either the heavens, either from a higher civilization somewhere on a planet that most people didn't know about, whatever, these people, they came and they moved through the heavens. You get what I'm saying? And we know that so-called about our past, that we think are our creators, that Nunaki, Elohim, you know, all the different gods, Brahma, Shiva, you know, we go around, you know, and the descriptions, the illustrations when we read are what is thrown. Yeah, it's the illusion. They're throwing us off through the imagery, and the imagery is locked in the back of the mind. So when you hear about it, you automatically think, oh, that's how people live. So that's not possible. Nope. They were building a tower because the rulers, from what I understand, the ones that were ruling the earth from the sky, from a higher altitude above the earth, from what I understand. And when they were in this area, this area in higher altitude was considered the heavenly abode, from what I understand. So this heavenly abode, these people would send their army down to earth to rule people on the planet through the political system, through their military, high technology advancements, you know, from, you know, from what I get, and that's around the time of Sargon and Gilgamesh, from what I hear, and everything. And as they were ruling, you know, the earth, they weren't cool. They were cruel in their rulership. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks that, because, you know, you look in the Bible, you hear about, say, Jesus doing miracles, but you hear about God destroying shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
But I understand also that was a multitude of men walking that called themselves God. You know,
oh yes, there were those too. Like the Nephilim used to. Everybody I know, most people talk about Elyon El, as far as the Most High El. You know what I'm saying? But there was one time there was a history of one of the Nephilim, one of the giant related, and he would call himself Elyon El, and make sure people worshipped him as that. So there are those who follow on that long. So then you got to wonder, well, okay, people call that name. Who were they really worshiping?
Right.
So, you know.
Right.
But on that note, when I'm coming back to that, the reason why I brought that up, so with this heavenly abode, there were those on the planet that were working together because they were tired of the rulers in the heavens that were doing what they were doing to the planet. So they were building a tower to get to them.
Uh-huh.
The gods couldn't have that, so they had to disrupt the situation and confuse the situation. The people of the world were no longer working together because they're confused with racism. You are different than me, and I'm different than you. Fine, see, that's the type of confusion and babble that was sent to confuse the people of the earth. Nobody was working together anymore as far as nations, because at first, most of the time, it was groups of nations that was working together in a lot of technologies. And now everybody's separate.
Right.
Everybody, now everybody doing their own thing. So the same thing. Everybody went to do their own thing. There had to be a way to disrupt the people from working together because they were getting. So now we have people that have towers. Yeah, I can go into, you know, I talked about the glory of God. And I talked about his ship when he came, and they had to keep it in the tent. He always had to have people that guard his the way he traveled. Because remember, he came and God, quote unquote, walked through the land of the people a few times.
Right. Walked
and when
through.
He came on an angel. He came on a cherub. The cherub was the, from what I understand, was the travel vehicle. Was the vehicle that would take you from the heavenly abode close enough to the earth, but not enough to land because it's still a massive vehicle, but close enough so that the vehicle that the ruler had, or his security, just a smaller craft, was able to come down amongst the people, which he did. He came down amongst the people, and when he came down, he had a special group of people that made sure they covered the way he came in a tent. And it was protected. And he told nobody to go near it before you will be shot or you will be burned to death because of the radiation, which they didn't explain that. But, yeah, numerous times.
Shadowed by night and sun by, shadowed by day and sun by night, right?
That could be one of the cherubs that they described, like Ezekiel, four wings. But it was meant to go from lower altitude to higher altitude to get people to the heavenly abode, which was considered like the International Space Station or some other whatever space station up there.
If they
up there long enough and if they have enough life-saving capabilities of technology, they could stay up in higher altitude. They could have children up there, children from the heavens. They've never been on Earth.
That's right. You know what I mean? Hey, we call that miscegenation, something like that. I got the name of that word. something misgendered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you
technically
into breeding.
Yeah. You have labs up there, genetic experiments coming down, do a couple testing, planting a couple of different hybrid breeds. We can go into all that type of, like, we know about that stuff too. But I'm just giving the understanding of what was happening in that time period. Technology was very well advanced. And we know a lot of the artifacts that they give us to tell us our history are fake, like the illustrators drawing there. They illustrate physical artifacts that they say are our ancient structures.
Yes.
The illustrator, the artist can create illusions.
That's right.
That's the whole thing.
And they always do.
They need
that illusions. I can go back to hip hop. That's why they selected certain artists to create this illusion. I mean, like the white man said,
yep.
We've been saying, these are people who come from good families, you know, a lot of them do. You know, and they don't live the way they sing, but they promote that and they highlight that. And this is what all you see, because they're the one who get all the glory now. You know, here we go, as above, so as below. So now they get all the glory and all the light. So everybody, the whole world.
They get paid off the illusion.
Absolutely.
Lucifer, the Lord of Illusions. Hmm. And so they say a lot of people that get involved, they all worship Lucifer, to worship the goat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lucifer, the light bearer. And then we can get into the physical elements, because they are formed of this light. But we know the light, the true light of the Most High, highest, the source, or whatever people call it, the isness.
That's right.
Of all existence. You get what I'm saying? That right there is of the true light of all existence. But when you have something that's a luminary, something that causes, in science, incandescence, we call it light when your light bulb goes up. You turn your light on, you think that that's light. Your light bulbs, that's not light. That is electromagnetic radiation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a type of inner existence. A fire, a flame can give off a type of light, but it's not the true light of the source of all existence.
Man-made light. Scientific man-made light.
That's the type of thing right there. So the illusion, the Lord of Illusion, the Lucifer, that took the light that we think about right now, when it breaks down into different wavelengths, it becomes the materials and the atoms that we have around us.
Hmm.
You can calculate it by the melting point of every single element on a periodic table.
Hmm.
It's the wave. They're all on a wave, and on different spectrums of the grand wave of all existence, you can pick the melting point of every single element that's on the periodic table, which there's a lot more that we haven't figured out yet, and they have synthetic ones as well. But as far as the natural periodic table, yeah.
They have more synthetic ones because they're creating them every day.
Creating them every day. But, I mean, that's the whole thing, the illusion of light. And so they take the materials of the physical world that comes from the light illusion, and they create nothing but everything here to lure God's people more into physicality. They create everything around us. Go ahead. Go for it.
I mean, basically, that's like the Chinese or the Orientals. And I'm not pointing fingers, but, you know, they create everything. You can walk into this store with something you know is original. You could have made it yourself, came out your own head, walk into the store anywhere around them, and you go back and you see nothing but a whole shelf full of them. They sell them for $2 because they just created it just that quick, you know, out of nothingness, just cheap fabric. But hey, they created the design, they got the idea, you know. So it's like, wow,
they got something
same
for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't have it, they'll make it. Their imagination is just that quick, you know. I mean, as far as copying, you know, and very skilled, you know, and very artistical as well, but that's why they can do these things, but this is what they do, you know. And again, to me, it all comes back to a spiritual thing, because that is a deceptive mind, you being deceptive, you know. You're taking something from someone,
That's the whole point of this conversation. See, that's of all, this is realm, the realm of Lucifer, the false light, created a realm of physicality for the sole purpose of luring God's people to want to be physical. We are spiritual beings, but we're craving to be more physical because we want to experience that. We want to live that type of life. You can't do certain things like that in a physical realm without a physical vehicle. So you lure spiritual beings into this place, and they get trapped because they care for the physical experience. Everybody wants to experience something. You can't do it here without the physical vehicle. So that's how they got us here.
And not realizing that it's the energy and the spirit that they release, and there's just all these spirits released, just all go, just like water. Water never is not water, because water always go back to water. So spirit always go back to spirit, and they don't understand the spiritual world, you know. And I just find it amazing, you know. And in fact, I just did a post, a post about the difference between a logical being, a logical mind, and a spiritual being. You know, a spiritual mind, there's truly a difference. And lo and behold, I go looking through the old historical book of the Bible, and I found a scripture where Yah talks exactly about being able to slice, his word being able to slice between the spirit and the soul. You know, and I was like, whoa, this is deep, because this is what I'm thinking about these logical brain people, you know. And I'm learning more and more every day, but that and just, there's so many people, there's so many, and that's the problem. They hate, I understand, you know, they were hiding behind, they were good with this, you know, down with religion, you know, hate religion, all that Christianity, you know, everybody, you know, down with that, they're down with that, you know, I mean, we understand that. But they, Christian, but you still spiritual? What is this spiritual crap? You know, I don't understand it. It does not compute. It's illogical. It doesn't make no sense, you know. So it's like, wow, so there is truly a difference. What's up with that?
I mean, one thing I can say is this, is all of them are all ideologies. You know, from...
Spirituality is all an ideology?
Ideologies.
You know what I'm saying? Spirituality is an ideology?
All of them are.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm not even saying logical thinking is real. It's just all algorithms, you know. Just, you know, it's, that's kind of the dynamics of a little bit of how the physical network is made up. You know, it's even weird that I'm understanding that the shape of the skull has a little bit of a difference on the consciousness. That, so, you know, you got a jar, a container, and you can hold water in it, and it'll be one shape. If you got, you know, water takes the shape of the vessel. So hearing something about the electrical flow of the skull can also make a difference of that. So I'm just trying to explain a little bit of the tangible aspect of that part. But as far as spirituality, consciousness, you know, once you pass from what I understand, and it's weird for me to describe it, you know, saying people, I say from what I understand, I've gathered a lot of information from so many sources for so many years. But from what I understand is when you pass, all of that doesn't matter. It's like it's something that you wear while you're here as a base
what,
in this
what,
realm.
What, I mean,
once you
okay,
pass on,
once you pass, what doesn't matter? Your spirit doesn't matter. Your soul doesn't matter.
No. I ain't
saying
spirit. I'm saying the ideology of spirituality. I'm not talking about the spirit itself.
Okay.
What I'm saying is,
or
people go around there saying they're conscious.
Say that spirituality just includes many people, you know, because I'm a spiritual
everything.
Person.
Everything. I'm not saying
I
all
I,
of
I,
it does.
I operate on a spiritual lane, on a spiritual range.
And I didn't say that didn't exist.
Wait a minute. Now, I've had unspoken, unforeseen spiritual experiences. You know, and so when I say spirituality, that's just an inclusion of not just me, because I know I'm not the only one, you know, connected with the spirit. And it's even written that Yah is a spirit, no color, no man, but it's a spirit.
That's right.
You know,
yes.
Which is can only be ignited within you.
Yes,
okay.
100%. I understand exactly what you call it. And those are all equated also, I can say, as energy shifts within the self and your desire. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Those can be described as a spirit.
Right.
Which can also affect someone else. I even understand where there's creating a motion and such an intensity of a thought about something like a person of vengeance or anger. You know, sometimes you can manifest things against the person or yourself when it's an intensity or anything.
Absolutely.
An emotional intensity. So
absolutely,
yes, those are real. What I'm saying, the whole ideology of of living spiritually, you're living according, but I would say more to nature and the balance. You're teeter tottering on those different realms and layers within our existence. What I'm saying is, once you pass the idea of, I don't know, being the greatest football player, being the greatest. You know, I'm talking about spirituality, that doesn't, it's not going to matter. You are what you are. You exist.
Right.
You're not going to be worried about if I'm a spiritual person or not.
But when you realize that your spirit is only a prison within your body, you know, and your soul is, you know, only a prison within your body.
Yes,
you know,
and
so
with the body
dying,
comes
like
with the body comes with the with the body comes with the spiritual body, which we call them, but they're different. I would say plasma layers of our vehicle that hold the way our energy moves, which we call our emotions, and they manipulate parts of our personality. You get what I'm saying? That's a part of the clothing of the physical body. But once you pass, all of that don't matter. You're going to be
absolutely
who and what you get. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. As far as nobody's going to be arguing over I'm spiritual, just because once you get there to that, when you're at that point, all those clothes come off. You don't need them no more.
However,
that's what I mean.
While you're here now, and we're living in a
to understand
spiritual...
that to get you need some spiritual and you need, if you don't have some type of idea of spirit, that's like me going out. If you want to be physical about it, that's like me going out and knowing a bunch of stuff about, I don't know, machines and everything else, and get out there and stuck in nature and I don't know how to survive.
Right.
That's like you being in this realm, and that's an important element of you being balanced with your environment. You need to know the spiritual aspect, and just spiritual people need to know the logical aspects. There's two different
right.
sides of the brain, the left, right, and the hemisphere, you know, and those of the artistic.
Absolutely. And a critical thinking yeah. aspect, okay? Because here we are again, because, you know, we got 9 minutes left. You know, we wasted a lot of, you know, of time talking, and you really hadn't gotten to that one specific thing yet because you're dodging every doggone thing, you know, and I'm
just not dodging anything.
Like, well, I don't really want to go there. You know me, I go right into it. If you don't want to go there, why the hell bring it up? Let's talk about it. God dog it. But this is what
we
I'm saying.
We talking. You know how I am. Don't get frustrated with
here,
me.
We're here now. We're here now on this
what
physical
do you want
world.
To talk about?
Within this body, within a spiritual plane. And we realize that, and I know that you say living by nature and by spirit is just, you know, living naturally, and that's what I'm saying as far as being I introduce what is called, what I just called, the daughters of Yah, you know, which is just that breath, that spirit, you know, that searches the heart, you know, in the realm of the heart, so you don't have to put on a costume or uniform to look like each other and conform to any rules or combat except for the rules and morals of and principles of your heart, you know. And, but in the same breath, we know that because there are all these different ideologies and principalities among us that we have to learn how to defend ourselves as well, you know, because, you know, we were taught, especially in a lot of people, and you just say
it'll be foolish not to.
Right.
That's as foolish as it would be to not understand the spiritual side of life and a spiritual person to not know the logical side of life. They're
right.
both important and critical to the balance of a balanced existence.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Basically, I'm getting to neither one of them matter once you pass. None of that matters. They're a part of
a... I understand that, but we here
but I
now.
I understand where you are now. Yeah. Okay.
We ain't care about when we pass. We know we're gonna maintain our heart and do all that, but we talking about what is happening right now.
Okay.
Function. Well,
you know I go out. You know I'm going. You know I'm going.
About.
You know I'm going to go way out there. You know I'm going to go way out there. So
well, you
got to bring me back sometime.
You know, you just killed it. I'm talking about giving people hope of what the hell is going on right here, right now. You know, you got all kinds of stuff, and you're just saying.
You
well,
ask me a question, and I follow the lead.
Well, damn it.
I guide it. Where do you want
dying,
to go?
We're
you
dying.
Want to
we're
me?
Dying by the millions and the billions, and we're dying every damn day. We're dying. So
all right.
Okay, so it don't matter. But we're here now. When you're dead, you're dead. All we got is breath. We're alive. We got alive.
I didn't say you were dead. I didn't say anything about dead. I was about to go. I didn't get the chance to finish it.
You just kept saying when we dead, ain't none of that going to matter. We don't care about that. I don't care about that.
Because I'm like, why argue about it? That's the principal point. What's the arguing for? You have a concept, and they have a concept.
We got 6 minutes.
Where do you want to
show.
Talk about? You want to talk about current issues? What do you want to get into?
I try to get into so much, and you blocked it all the doggone time.
You
know?
Asked
and
me about questions, and I answered from where I stand.
Okay, good. You answered from where you stand, you know. And
so now what
so
else
got,
is the next topic? We went biblical. We went into all kinds of stuff, so, you know.
Well, I tell you what, we got 5 minutes left in the show. And I try to talk about what's happening in the world right now today as far as the new spacecraft. You know about that, what's going on, what they're doing with that, how that's going to be affecting the people, but you dodged that. I wanted to talk about
I didn't
about,
dodge that.
You know,
I was talking about it when I brought up the biblical issues of the tower. That was the whole principal point. That's how long this has been happening. It's the same people.
Gee, wow, now we got that. The same people. Thank you. So
okay,
it's
you kept interrupting with other stuff. I have to explain why this is happening to explain what's going on right now. That's the reason why I do it that way.
Okay.
Yes. I know that they're up there and they're putting a lot of things in the atmosphere. They are working on having genetic breeds of people that are in their labs, are in their space stations. They have a whole line of satellites with blue lasers that are going to be aimed at people and citizens that are going to be used up with their AI targeting systems with social citizens that they don't feel are desirable people in society. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, all of those type of things. We can go into the vaccination.
Those are things that's important to us who's living right now today. So we can kind of, get prepared in
go
my,
into
my
that.
Mind and maybe
so the inoculation. Well, I went according to the question you asked.
Well, give me some credit. I went by your question. Well, my question was getting down to the nitty-gritty, like what you're saying right now. You know about all these things that's going on. What do you know? Why the hell are they doing what they're doing?
It goes all the way back to that time period because man was waking up. It was before COVID. Everybody was working together. All the kids was working together. Different people were traveling around the world. People were talking about making all types of advancements together, and then COVID hit. Too many people were waking up. It's the same scenario. That's what I'm talking about. And this whole vaccination, I'm hearing about some VRV virus out here. By 2028, it's supposed to be worse and having people tripping out. So I'm looking forward to that because they're definitely trying to stage a mass wave of sickness and aggression in people attacking others. I don't know what it is, but they can use sound waves, frequencies. I hear that they're using that with the vaccinations. I don't know if it's happening vaccinations or shots or whatever they want to call them. But they've injected a bio system element to give everybody a computer code. You have an IP address. Everybody's going to be hooked up to the satellite, a Bluetooth. Everybody can be monitored. It can track your finances, what you're spending, what you're doing, all through your AI programming that's been injected in people, unfortunately.
Now, was it you or did I hear you say about people who have taken a lot of these shots? Who have died when you can go to the grave site and use a magnetic something and you can, what was that now? Was it you who said that to me?
Oh, your phone or your computer or a laptop, you can pick up something. Like if you were walking around trying to find a Bluetooth signal and other Bluetooth devices around you come up, stuff like that. You'll pick up their Bluetooth or anything else that has a strong enough signal that's been lodged in people. Anyway, the whole point is that they need to get everybody tagged. They first started off with the products and the materials we buy. They started off with everything, the clothes that you use. Every chemical element has the barcode and everything else. The last thing, they did the driver's license, got everybody's code and their number, and they had now the last thing is us. Everything is coded, and we were the last thing. They got to the pets before they got to us. Then they had the chip in the pets, and everybody was so grand. Yeah, we chipped the pets. They all know there's an experiment to test to see how they were going to chip us, and now everybody's getting it, so everybody is tagged, And they will go looking for others and try to force those who didn't get it to go through who knows what, all to make them submit to their will. The whole thing is to force and fool God's people.
Right.
The whole point
because
of the illusion about the light. And Lucifer using the illusion of all these diseases and things that they create in this world to lure us and keep us here and torture us with them.
Right.
And then all that light is created from a generator we call a sun up there. But it's not the light of the Most High. The light of the Most High it shines throughout the source of every single thing in existence.
Right.
So that's the reason why I went back to explain all that other stuff to get to this point, because it would be understood
and people didn't have some of that little bit of element of how far this is going back. And these are the same people and the same system that they used. I believe they say Ishtar or ISIS was good at using parasites. He had a lab that would put the plagues. How else would they send plagues and sickness against people if they didn't have labs to create them? You know what I'm saying? So these people were very technological.
And I understood that Amun-Ra was vicious, very egotistical. In fact, he insisted that, you know, his name be inserted at the end of everything, in everything, you know. And that's why we saying it now at the Amun, you know.
They were the rulers. They were not cool. And people around the world were begging for the gods to leave them alone. Many scriptures around the planet that had to deal with these rulers. This was a hierarchy class until some cataclysmic event happened. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it wasn't exactly a flood like everybody thinks, but an event happened where everybody, oppressive and oppressed, were all having to hide from whatever is happening from the heavens to the skies on the planet. And all the rich people and all the great people and rulers, they lost everything that they had, and they became like the poor. So now they had no place to go, and the only way to hide was to hide within our political system, within our government, within our religious systems. So they creep in our systems of control just to control us. That's how the few took over the many.
Also, by using our sacred geometry, you know, and... what's that? Algebra, the X, Y, and the Z, you know? And they blew it up, you know, made it bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know you said, don't forget about, I keep thinking, what the hell, don't forget about one. You said,
Well, they're just different angles and trajectories, spatial differences. X, Y, you got Z. You know, and some people may have.
Yeah, X, Y, and don't forget about Z. That's what it was. X, Y, and don't forget about Z. That's right. Z.
Spatial differences, programming, CNC or computers or robots, you know, or graphics.
Right.
They'll use those type of things. But,
They use everything spiritual, and they built it. Man-made built it. They built it. You know, they use
it. To stimulate.
Mind. Yeah,
they have to simulate what God does.
Right.
They can't, they're unhappy. They can't be creators themselves. So these are the ones that are the followers of Lucifer, the illusion. That's why I brought up the atoms and the elements and the particles. This is the world of the illusions created from this light generator out there that sends all the frequencies out here that create the elements around us. That's their Play-Doh that they use to make everything they use to lure us into our physical reality.
Okay, well, let me ask
they
you
create
this.
All the toys, all the cars, they create all the jewelry. They create everything for our heart's desire. To fool man
into wanting
to be physical. Yeah.
Right. Our hearts desire. Let me ask you this. What do you think about, because I'm just clicked on me, it's like, wow, you know, spend so much time in the church thinking that, you know, the Bible, all these people holding on to the Bible when there are so many of the ones, the rulers of the world don't even give that any credence. They concentrate on the Torah, you know?
You know, I never understood that because there's so many different scriptures around the planet from different cultures, and everybody says that theirs has been older in the original, like the Vedas. You got the Torah, and what about the people from India? They have the Vedas, which is just almost as old or even older than most of these scriptures. Those are the people of the Sanskrit or the flaming sword that were around the garden.
I'm just talking about the people who claim to be the Jews, the chosen people.
The Jews, the Torah is all in Hebrew. It's all Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word. The Hebrews weren't just pale are beige people of dialects of the land. Hebrew was speaking.
So the real war. So then the war. There's a war between Christianity and the Bible and the Torah.
Yeah. Yes, always has been. Yes. Definitely.
So that's what I'm trying to get to. It's like, wow, that's deep. So we got all these people going around quoting all of the New Testament because a lot of that was made up, you know, fictional, you know, compiled to make a story, as well as a lot of the Old Testament, but they claim that, you know, that's part of the Torah.
The Old Testament is the information that comes from Samaria.
Samaria.
Yeah.
Samaria?
So when ancient Samaria, Mesopotamia, when they went through their cataclysm, the survivors of that cataclysm started the history of what we call the Bible in Genesis, the recreation period. So, yeah, the Torah is an older scripture, you get what I'm saying? But it's not like they weren't. It's not like they were the ones that would hear. Because you have – so if I was to go into the Jewish language, and you can explain, there's two – if you started studying the script and the dialect, you'll study there's two different types of Yiddish or Hebrew that they use. And there's the ones with that uses a lot of dots and dashes, and there's those that just use – just the same, I believe it was maybe 10 or so letters of the alphabet. It wasn't that many at first. So when they added the dots, that was to prove that they really didn't understand the language. So they added the dots and the lines to add for vowels. And because they didn't, the original Hebrew language mostly had consonants. So those who speak that form that call themselves the group that we're speaking of, they mostly use the ones with the dots, which is those that came after the original. And you have those of Shem, and you know, you have those of Cush, you know what I'm saying, and those of Adam, and those who spoke Adamic, you get what I'm saying? So these were definitely of the more of the browner, darker, and it's not saying that it's to call out anyone of this, that, or other, but the Jew, from what I understand, what I'm trying to explain, is a conglomerate group of people from different regions. And that's what they call themselves. As far as a genetic strain, from what I understand, is not what they are. I'm trying to describe it the best that I can. You know what I'm saying? That's why I brought up the African-American thing, is the analogy of explaining is the name of the collective, you know, so it's understanding the people of that land at that time. And, you know, and yes, they are at war from what I understand with those of Christianity, that they don't like the pale man very much. I understand, you know, saying from their own words, they consider the pale man to be their slave. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, from their own speaking. And they call
it. I just find it interesting that if the Jews and have the Torah, that, well, you know, these people saying that these are the rules, these are the true rules and laws that we're to follow. But the Bible is not saying that, you know, at least they're not teaching that in Christian churches. It's like, what the heck, man?
It does. The Bible is the Torah. The old school books of Moses, and, you know, those earlier days of Genesis, you know, Bereshith, you know, those are the books of the Torah. Everything else came
the Old Testament
after in a different. Yeah, but I'm saying those right there are the Torah. Everything came after in the collection together is the Bible.
Right. But what I'm saying, what I understand is that the Old Testament is they put that on the back of the Torah. They included it.
Yes.
On the back of the Torah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's
I don't know, like, Torah. I'm not into their culture or their group, but if they're going back to the cultures of the times of Mesopotamia and leading up to Genesis, then it probably would be at the back of the Torah. And then from there, from us, when we read the beginning, we get Genesis. But for them, it's the back because it's a recreation
right.
period. So, yeah, so they may be having, so that's what I'm saying. Some of their group of people come from our strain, and they know that. It's not like they have, they use us, but it's not like they have something against us. You know, it's
right.
up to us where you wake up and let an enemy use you. Once you know you're being used, when you going to stop being used? That's kind of up to us. So they're going to let you play yourself to the end. And that's their game. They're about money. They're
right.
about finances. They're about getting rich any way they can. You get what I'm saying? But as far
right
as the
now,
pale generation.
Right now, they're about unity using the term that we should all unite to fight evil on the planet, but being deceptive itself is an evil, but they can't see that.
Yes. Yeah, no, they see it, but they're not going to go that way. This group that we're speaking of, in their line, they do whatever it is for their kind. They feel
right.
that they are better in a separate group from everyone else. And everyone is submissive to them. So that's
right.
why they don't see what you think they don't see. It. Oh, they know what they're doing.
Right. Because
it's up to us to know what they're doing.
I see how they teach their children, especially a little boy. They teach them how to hate and how to kill. They teach them
how to
kill.
They teach them everything.
Yeah.
They teach them everything. They teach them how to get over and how to get wealthy.
And we don't teach our children how to protect themselves from them,
nope.
you know, and
nope.
how to claim what is rightfully theirs.
Nope.
Just wait until, you know, Yah comes back and he'll handle it.
We don't teach
just
our children
wait.
Much of anything. We don't teach them anything. You know what
right.
I hate? I hate when I go out, right, and I see a bunch of kids and they don't have nothing else to do, but if they see a stray dog outside, they all get together, get a stick,
right.
and beat the dog. Now, that,
yeah.
to me, is horrible because, in a sense, they don't care about nature. These kids
right.
don't care about other life. They don't, you know, it's not in them to have any compassion.
Right,
you know,
right,
they,
right.
And for the souls that come here, we're supposed to be their guardian and guide to get them to a level where they can take off their life and get their what you like to your spirituality, like I'm saying, your spiritual lesson, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
On their own. But
right.
if you don't give them any guidance, and here we have a bunch of lost souls.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Bunch of lost souls.
Absolutely. And, you know, saying I'm so realizing now, because I just come out of a war with someone who, man, they just hate the spirit so much. It's like, wow. I understand you disliking, you know, Christianity and religion. Hey, I'm with you on that. But Yah, the Most High, you saying there's no such a thing? Wow.
Everyone has their level of only thing way I can describe it, and when I was getting to the when you pass, it's like an ideology. Up to them, it's their choice. He may describe it as something
choice.
Else, and somebody else around the world may have another name. But we
I
all
mean,
see, he may not
no,
acknowledge it.
I'm just not talking about the name itself. I'm just talking about the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He may call it something else. He may have another. He may have another description for what you.
And
he may call it and he may call it energy or electricity.
Man.
Some people, you know, call it chi.
Well, chi comes
prana.
From a place. Yeah, and all that comes from a higher place, so that's activating your chi, the chi within you, but that's not the source. All that
it's,
comes
no,
from
it's not the
source.
No, I didn't say it was source, like spirituality.
Right.
Spirit
right.
is more not just the source. Soul is closer to the source than the spirit is.
Well, all souls belong to Yah, and all spirits is Yah.
True, but I'm saying, what if you went to say you went to another planet? They may not call it that. They may have a
I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you don't call it that, but if I'm explaining the concept to you, well, wait a minute. Wait, hold on one second. I mean, you're saying that there's a energy or electricity or a fire or a spirit that you're connected with, the breath of life that you're connected with,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying there's no such a thing. I don't understand that. There's no such a thing.
I get you. That's his realm that he is in. He may have a whole, he knows that there is a source, but he may have a whole other ideology of it. And you guys are clashing. Doesn't mean that neither one of you are right or wrong.
No, I say
all is one and one is all. All is the source.
Absolutely.
Everything comes from
the
source.
Absolutely, but you know you're saying that there's no such a thing. Everything can be explained. You know, there are no mystery. If you can't put it together in a science in a tube and investigate it and diagnose it and come out with an analogy.
That's a very limited way of going about it. Cause there's so many different. You don't have the apparatus to even test all the different layers of our existence around us. We don't even have the advances or the tools to do so. We're just beginning. But I know exactly where you're coming from. Yes, I know. I'm very with you on the spirituality. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying that some people may not call it spirituality.
A lot of people don't call it spirituality because there's a lot of people, when you say spirit, they freak out. I know a lot of people in Jamaica, spirit, we don't talk about the spirit, what are you saying? That's an energy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that. They don't understand that a spirit emits energy. You know, you can feel the energy of a spirit. You know, they don't understand that. So they, spirit, but they don't understand that, you know, you're nothing but a spirit within a body has any physical experiences.
True.
You know, so.
True.
So I'm saying, you know, you're not plugged up. You're not an AI, are you? You know, so then again, maybe you are. Who knows, you know? There's a lot of them.
They're simulating, they're using AI to simulate what nature or what the Most High is already having action. I gotta say, these people hate nature. They hate God. Anything of God, which God is all nature of all existence everywhere, they have to make it artificial. They have to make an illusion of it, and they have to get us to accept the illusion, not the nature. They make us fake food. They give us fake technology. They give us fake light. You get what I'm saying? They give us everything around us is an illusion created of the material world from the light of the Lucifer.
Yes.
All your elements and their form of matrix. Yep, we can go. One day we have to get into that. We get into some quantum
stuff. We'll have to come back again, you know, because that's what we have to talk about, these things that wake up our people. Because, like I say, And it ticks me off when people keep saying the truth will set you free, when it's clear that the truth will only make you free in a snap, not set you free. Yeah, it will make you free. And it's, and they determine to keep saying that the truth will set you free. How is it going to set you free? It will make you free. You know, and that's what our people need to hear. And people all over the world need to hear that. And it's the truth. It's only the truth that's going to bring that. Because what is happening is that a lot of the ancestors who have put a lot of these things in motion, their descendants are living this lie. And it's all that they know. So to them, it's their truth. And they're standing on their truth. You know,
that's right.
So, you know, so we all have to come together in love. And yes, there is evil on the planet, you know, and
that's right.
Evil is all of these things, you know. So if we come together in love and truth, let's talk about being acceptive and honoring the ones who are chosen, honoring the ones that you know. I mean, because a lot of them have been gone through slavery and kidnapped too, but they had not gone through the torment that we have gone through and still are going through. Have books written against us. The whole world has written. They got together and they concocted this thing and put it in books that a black man, a black soul, is only, what, 3/5, 1/8 of a person, of a man, of a woman. You know, they're not worthy.
But there you
they
go.
Have, you know, so
you got
these
the
are things that, right, so these are things that we have to come together and make right, you know, and we have to, you know, redistribution of wealth, you know, because it's only proper, you know, it's only the right thing to do, and it will be back up to, you know, put things back in its proper manner, because other than that, you know, I mean, it's a spiritual warfare, you know, and nothing's going to happen to
it's
us.
All about love.
It's all about
all
love.
About love.
It's all about love. You know?
Think of it this way.
Nobody wants
to. If you look at
that,
jobs,
you know?
I had to really think about jobs when I applied for stuff and I started learning and being aware of stuff. So, just like I said, you got your illustrator, you got your author, you got your audio engineer, you got your visual designer, you got your wardrobe specialist, you got your set prop specialist. All of these
right.
different specialists are all there to set up the illusion to fool
right.
people.
Right.
That's their job. They're all different job fields.
They came up with that idea, you know, they said, wow, you know, let's come up with theater, you know, that's when they came up with television, you know, and they are able to, because, you know, they realized that the world was so far and we couldn't get there. We couldn't, you know, like Africa itself. I cable on itself is like a million miles in one direction and over a million miles in the other direction. So if something happened in one little area, the other area won't know about it. And they knew that because, you know, they were able to get back and they did all the little dirt and all the manipulation and knew to get around like they did. So they said, well, let's create televisions and we will share our story, our glorious story, and make them feel, you know, that they are just less than human, and they'll be proud to see how far they have come, you know. So, tell us visually, here they come. But yes,
we can get into that. I got some patent information we can go over with that.
Yeah, I love it.
We
I'm like to push
that.
It. I had to push my baby. I love it, you know.
It all goes into the illusion.
Yes.
Like I said, this is Lucifer world, the land, the world of illusions. Everything around us is an illusion to lure man's desire to be physical and be trapped in this realm.
We're trapped by our desires.
Trapped by our desires. And we're going to get together. You know, it's love. It's all about love. And it's all about love, and we have to be selfish about a lot of things, too, because we have to be selfish about ourselves, about our people. We have to get ourselves straight first. And I'm a true believer, and I know that once we get straight, the whole world will become in balance. You know, so
you know, love is
wrong,
and they,
wrong and evil will be gone.
And it goes soon in just a second. I got to go here. But I was going to say one thing. Love is also, how can I, well, it's the name of a frequency octave.
Hmm.
It's also, it's also once you get to a certain vibrational rate, like you got alpha, beta, theta, delta, well, one of these vibrations has an octave, and it's actually called love. And when you vibrate on that, it's a much more healing and synchronizing frequency of your body and all the cells in your body, because you're more in tune. Outside of all of us, you know, they got us distracted in the world instead of going within ourselves. And you get within yourself, get closer to God. So these vibrations bring your cells and get more closer to the communication with the minute energies within ourselves. You know, along with other vibrations as well, but this is one of the gateways to go through. It is actually a frequency called love. This is like 500 or something hertz, 528 something. So, but you have others, so many others, but vibration is the key.
The musical hertz is, I think it was 4 something, the proper hertz of music is 4 something, was it 432, something like that. Huh?
Something like that, yeah, yep, something close to that. It's a like off number, and then they change it to the 44 kilohertz that we use now when I do music. Even my converters, when I convert stuff, it always gives me that option. So if I wanted to change it, I would have to go into one of my other wave modulators and make it that way. But yeah.
Well, let's make sure we change to get on the right hertz. Let's do that. So, all right, my darling, I love you. I thank you for sharing. I'm going to be hard. I'm going to be even harder the next time.
Well, you got to give me a chance to get it out. I have a reason why I brought up certain things. You let me get to the end result.
But I'd be watching the timer like, let's get it. Time. But I love it. I love it, babe. Thank you so much for sharing, and we will do this again. I'm going to put mine on our way out. Last words,
folks. I don't know anything. I don't know everything, and I don't know anything. I'm just sharing information I've gathered.
There you go. Dropping jewels. You know, and you got to do that unless you want to be a fat pig, you know. So, man, those who know teach, you know. So
willing to learn and share.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
Appreciate
everybody. That's what I love. And I love your humbleness. And I pat myself on the back, and I give all praise to the Most High for that, because I love that. There's a time to be egotistical, but you listen, you know, and
that's what martial arts studies. Just into the culture and the dynamics of the wisdom of the Buddha and the shamans and the ancient masters. So I'm into those type of, you know, awarenesses, ideologies. So they shape your discipline within the self. So the ego, you know, is
gotta
something
go.
That, you know, yeah, you don't need it, you know, but yeah.
Yeah,
it's not an ego to
go,
the physical person.
Because you'd be like, kissing the kebab stone, you know, that's the ego. You're kissing the stone, ain't going nowhere. It's right there. You're kissing it. Everybody's kissing the kebab stone. Ain't going nowhere. No motion, no movement, you know. Yeah, so it's all in your mind, all in your head.
You can cloud the focus.
Okay, Funk, love you. Elevate the mind.
All right, love
people.
You too, now.
Thank you all for joining us. Thank you so much. Elevate the mind. Here we go. yo. Function and legacy,
yo. To anybody out there struggling, fight yourself, fight your own thoughts, trying to make it in this cold, cool world of a
legacy.
Gain yourself. Sometimes nobody's there but you. You gotta pick yourself up, try to rise above the struggles of the everyday grind. You gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. So I walk with the light, I act dumb and blind. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But you gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Headed to the spot where you re-up at. Weigh it up, serve it up, then you re-up back. Trying to make that money jump like some crisscross cats. All my peers felt the same cause they live like that. The low waves out of town, not far from a trap. Not far from the cuff, the wrong end of a gap. A simple walk down the street could get you laid on your back. A young man trying to make it across the CT mat. On a quest to learn more, I study world facts. Just because I'm from the streets, I know I'm better than that. Move to the A and got the real life lessons with that. You got to get it, homie, ain't nobody patting your back. You be an entrepreneur real fast to fall flat. There's many ways to get money without weed and crack. Just apply yourself and put your mind to the max, and you can achieve better and leave a gutter in the past. Try to rise above the struggles of the everyday grind. You gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. So I walk with the light, I act dumb and blind. I had to lift the soul, elevate the mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But you gotta lift the soul, elevate the mind.
I'm that buzz that you can't get out your ear all week. My name all over the street like concrete. Elite, sharpshooter, killing the beat. All the way from LA back to Mozambique. I fillet what I say with every word I speak. Nothing but food for thought and we all gon' eat. Put it all on me to the mission complete. The verbal athlete with the metal physique. Art imitating life with the ill technique. And a style that's never about to reach the peak. Being watched by a whole flock dressed like sheep. Saying they woke but really they just talking they sleep. Walking a walk but on a path straight to defeat. It's impossible to learn when you stuck or repeat. If you ignore your soul, then we all can see. You need to get your mind right and elevate with me. Trying to rise above the struggle of the everyday grind. You got to let the soul elevate your mind. Many times I walk around on a real thin line. I had to let the soul elevate your mind. Though I walk with the light, I acted dumb and blind. I had to let the soul elevate your mind. We could be our own gods once we reach our prime. But gotta let the soul elevate your mind.
Hey, love y'all.
You have to believe in yourself.
Believe in us. Believe in God.
You have to believe in yourself.
Believe that. Believe there is.
You have to believe in yourself.
In you. That you pull from. That's what. I love you all. Peace and blessings.